Well, on that I should have gotten. Well, talking about the fireplace and everything, you had to clean out the fire?
Yeah. You had oil, whatever, it would build up so much coals, and then you get your shovel and a bucket. And with the fun part about it, you could take your big old sweet potatoes and put them there.
Yeah.
And just cook them. And
you used to cook in there, I
know. Oh yeah, you peel them. You had these big old iron pots you could put in there and warm whatever you wanted to warm.
Now, you had to get the wood out of the chimney and get all the black.
Oh, the only thing you had to get was the coals and the ashes.
Yeah.
Because you know how wood build up ash when it burns. So what you had to do, it would all pile up down in there. And what it would do, when you would put your wood, it would sink down in there. It wouldn't burn. So you take your shovel, you had a special little shovel, and a little 5-gallon can or something, so you just go in there and pick it up.
But, like, the chimney, would it ever catch on fire, all the stuff in the chimney?
No, because you mean going up?
Yeah, all that black.
No, it'll never catch on fire, because it wouldn't nothing but soot. Now, do you, what you had to do, like when it would steal or something, you know, you get your something and ram up and then get the bird nests and stuff out.
Yeah, do y'all have the martin around here?
The
that
what?
Bird that'll nest in the chimney?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll get down in there, boy, and put you a pile of hay. You had to kind of clean that out. It was the same thing with the stoves. You had the pipes and thing it is.
Okay. Now you cut it, wouldn't there be a place in the house the stove pipe would run up to the...
Yeah, it'll go through the ceiling of the house.
Uh-huh.
And then built big old high houses that were so bad they had an elbow, and they just would cut a hole inside the house.
Uh-huh.
And what they would do is, instead of, they'd cut, if the pipe was about that big, you had something like about a 6-inch pipe. Well, they'd cut you about a 10-inch hole, and then they'd take 10 and cut the 10 just so it would slip over the pipe. So like that, if your pipe would get hot, it wouldn't burn your wood, it'd be just on 10.
How was the fireplace built? Like, was it, some of them would be made out of moss, wouldn't they, moss and
some dirt? Of them was made out of moss and dirt, most of them, because they didn't have brick in that time. The one we had was made out of moss and dirt.
Okay. Now, the fire, you'd come in on a cold day and you'd stand on the what? Stand in front of the fireplace?
Yeah.
There was a...
Well, they had a little platform built out where they couldn't put no wood close to it. You know, you had your platform, clay and moss and stuff, you know,
yeah.
Whatever your chimney was made out of.
And it was built out, did they have a kind of a raised kind of place built out from the fireplace?
Yeah, they did, cause you couldn't start your wood too close to it.
Uh-huh.
Most time they would build them like on the side of the house. And
a wood storage thing?
No, it would be a chimney, but they would put it. Let's see if they want to build a chimney. Well, they just would cut a hole. And they would start the chimney and let it go up on the outside of the house. And you would put your wood in there. It wouldn't be on the inside of the house.
Yeah.
Because your chimney was, you couldn't put it on the wood floor if you had a wood floor.
Right.
Most of the houses, some of them had dirt floors.
Yeah.
And that's the way they would build them. Because most of them, they made them after they built the houses. Some of them, when they built the houses, they made them.
Yeah. You know what the hearth was? Or the, you know, the part of the chimney that was outside. Okay. Well, on a wood stove, you know, on those wood stoves, would you have a kind of a raised hearth, a raised hearth there? You know, well, okay. Now, but up over the chimney, you'd have a, you might.
Oh, on the top.
Yeah, you had a what?